Good morning. How good it is to be together in worship this morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. There's lots of beautiful green out there. It's also the fifth Sunday in Lent, so we continue on in our Lenten journey as we make our way toward the cross. If you can believe it, next Sunday is Palm Sunday. It's hard to imagine, but for now, we are grateful to be gathered together here today in a spirit of worship this morning. I want to say welcome, of course, to each and every one of you, but I want to extend a special welcome to those who might be visiting with us, and in particular, those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, welcome. We are so glad you are here joining us this morning. If you would, at some point during the worship service, take a moment and find a card that looks like this, that's in the pew rack right in front of you. Take a moment to fill that out. You can either place it in the offering plate when it comes around, you can leave it on your pew, or you can put it in the basket on the pew right on the right of the door on your way out. Either way, we just want to say hello to you, get a chance to thank you for being with us and learn a bit more about you. So I appreciate that. I trust that all of you know, whether visitor or not, that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. I do have a few announcements to share this morning, the first of which is that it is Girl Scout Sunday. You may have been one of the lucky ones to be greeted by our Girl Scouts in the back. Girl Scout Troop 7295 uses our building and is a part of the life of our church, so we welcome them on this special Sunday. They will be taking part in various parts of our worship service, so we are grateful to have you among us this morning, so welcome. She's going to be mad at me for mentioning this, but we are also welcoming Lisa Delp to our worship service this morning. It is her last Sunday with us. She will be here through Easter. Right? it is her last Sunday among us before she enters into retirement. We will be celebrating her later in the service, but I didn't want you to think that I forgot. So welcome, Lisa. Good to have you with us this morning. Your announcement, your bulletin, as always, is chock full of announcements and things to remember. I want to draw your attention to a few of them. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and it is an artist series Sunday. So please find more information about that special artist series in your bulletins. There's also some information about providing goodies for our early service on Easter morning at White's Road Park. So some information about that. There's some information about lilies, Easter lilies, lily donations, the prayer vigil, which is also coming up. A sign-up sheet or sign-up board has been put in the elevator lobby. You can't miss it. It's on one of the blue bulletin boards, so information about that. Want to draw your attention to a new member interest meeting happening on April 14th after our 10:15 worship service, so about 11:30 in the library. If you've been joining us for worship here at St. John's and are interested in learning more or interested in becoming a member or learning about what it means to become a member, please make note of that. Let the office or myself or Reverend Dale know you're going to be there and join us on April 14th. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything. I think that's all for this morning, other than to continue to pay attention to your insert. This has wonderful information about all that's coming up in the next 2 weeks, and in particular during Holy Week, so please pay attention to that. I think those are all of the announcements, so I'm going to invite you to put all of those in a special part of your brain that will remember them later, but I want to invite you to take a deep breath with me. To breathe in God's Spirit that surrounds us, that fills this place and fills each one of us as we worship. Take a moment to fully exhale. Set aside all the things that are busying your heart and your mind, preventing you from being fully present in this time as we focus our hearts and our minds on worship this morning.
Good morning, church. Part of the biblical drama that we are a part of starts in the book of Exodus. You all know that the Hebrews were enslaved in Egypt and under Egyptian domination, and through miraculous means, through God's presence and guidance, those Israelites were liberated. The season of Lent is very parallel. It is symbolic of the ways in which we are held captive by habits, by brokenness, by incompleteness, and death. The resurrection is that moment of liberation. That's the parallel. And so, this year during Lent, we've used links of a chain symbolizing bondage as a way to get us in touch with the ways in which we've been held captive, either to ourselves or to forces beyond our knowing. And each week we've asked you to reflect upon a question. Now this week the question is, what would you like Jesus to do for you? Because in Mark's gospel, two prominent disciples, James and John, went to Jesus and they wanted a favor. And Jesus says, well, what do you want me to do for you? James and John said, we would like to be in places of power and prominence. We want to be in your inner court forever. We want the fame, we want the glory. Today's scripture reading, we're going to focus on a blind man who was yelling by the side of the road, and Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, give me my sight. A very different request. In a way, what would you like Jesus to do for you? So if you would be open to filling out one of these links, placing it in the offering plate, or coming up following the service and dropping it in the basket, we will continue our chain. And then on Easter morning, I want you to be here for that. We will celebrate that liberation. God bless you all.
In a world filled with spiritual blindness, we come looking for your wisdom and guidance.
We come seeking vision, seeking truth, seeking healing.
We enter this time of worship recalling the words of the blind Bartimaeus, Lord, have mercy on us. Stop and turn to us as Jesus did on that Jericho road.
Receive our worship, receive our praise, receive our thanks, restore our sight.
Heal our blindness and make us so bold that our way becomes the way of Jesus, that we see with the eyes of Christ.
Come and let us worship with bodies, minds, and spirits open to your healing.
Our prayer of confession this morning is a little bit different, but it's nothing unfamiliar. It's a little bit more responsive, so as usual, I will say the unbolded, and you will respond with the bolded text. But let us pray as we confess our sins together. Gracious Lord, even amidst a large, noisy crowd, you helped Bartimaeus move from blindness to sight by focusing your power on his cries for mercy and healing. The crowd and the attempt by some to silence Bartimaeus did not distract you from responding to the needs of this blind beggar. We confess that we may very well have been among those who called out for Bartimaeus to be quiet. When we find interruptions to our plans a source of irritation rather than an opportunity for serving others in your name, forgive us, Lord. Bartimaeus's desperation and cry for mercy is echoed in the lives of many people in our own communities and throughout the world. When we close our ears and our hearts to the cries and forget that following you means responding to those who plead for mercy, forgive us, Lord. As soon as Bartimaeus regained his sight, he immediately followed Jesus. The way to discipleship is entered when our eyes are graciously opened to see and to follow Christ in faith. When we find excuses to delay responding to your call to discipleship, forgive us, Lord. Jesus, our Savior and healer, enlighten our minds with your wisdom and imprint the image of your love on our hearts so we can focus on your presence and your power whenever and wherever you call us to serve in your name. Amen.
Friends, hear and believe the good news. When we come before God to confess our sins, to claim our mistakes, and to own the limitations of our humanity, God offers us abundant grace and mercy. In and through Jesus, we are forgiven.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Please be seated.
They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed them on the way.
I would like to invite the children to come forward and join me on the steps. Come on up. Oh, I'm so happy to have all of you here this morning. Come on up. Ooh. It was a new shoe day yesterday. That is the best kind of day.
And clothes.
And clothes, oh my gosh. Wow, everybody's decked out in their St. Patrick's Day green. Come on up, yes, come join me. Wow, I feel like I haven't sat here with you guys in a long time. It's good to see you. Well, I have a question. When we normally pray on a Sunday morning, are we quiet? No? When you pray, when you think of prayer, what do you think of? How do you normally pray? Yeah, peace and quiet, maybe beside your bed at night. In church, a lot of times, especially when we pray at people later in the service, I usually say a time of silence, right? We like to be quiet. A lot of times, you know, we have this image of us folding our hands and bowing our heads and being quiet and sort of listening for God. Well, what if I told you that in the Bible, there is a person who yells his prayer? What if we did that? What do you think? Can you imagine yelling his prayer? This is a man, his name is Bartimaeus. Can you say that? Bartimaeus, that's his name. It is a little bit funny. I don't think we know anyone whose name is Bartimaeus, but that's his name. And he is blind. He can't see, right? He doesn't have a sense of sight. Now, I don't know if you know this, but when you lose one of your senses, maybe you can't see or you can't hear, your other senses get even stronger. So sometimes I wonder, how did Bartimaeus know that Jesus was nearby? Do you think he heard him? Or maybe he felt the crowd getting more excited as Jesus got closer and closer? But Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was close, and I think Bartimaeus had a prayer on his heart. Bartimaeus was worried that Jesus wasn't going to see him, and he was worried he wasn't going to hear him. And so Bartimaeus yelled his prayer. Have mercy on me, he says. Do you know what that means, have mercy on me? Bartimaeus, when he says, have mercy on me, he's saying, help me, Lord. Help me, God. Heal me, Lord. Heal me. So he is yelling this prayer out, praying that Jesus hears him. And guess what? Jesus does hear him. Now, there's people around him in the crowd that are saying, Bartimaeus, be quiet, you're too loud. But Bartimaeus keeps yelling because he has a prayer that he wants Jesus to hear. And Jesus does hear him. And guess what? Jesus does heal him. And Bartimaeus is suddenly able to see. And so Bartimaeus becomes one of Jesus' followers. He immediately is able to see, and he immediately follows Jesus, it says. Now, I don't want you to hear me saying that we need to yell all of our prayers, right? Because I bet the parents out there know that your kids can yell, right? You're nice and quiet in church, but I bet you have outdoor voices, as we might call them, right? Outdoor voices. But I think it's a really good reminder that Jesus hears all sorts of prayers. And Jesus hears the prayers that we don't think Jesus is going to be able to hear. So Jesus hears prayers that are whispers. Jesus hears prayers that are silent and never even leave our hearts. Jesus hears prayers that are tears when we're upset about something. Jesus hears prayers that are laughs. Jesus hears prayers that are yells and screams and questions. Jesus hears all of our prayers. Right? And I think that's a pretty cool thing, right? Because sometimes I think we think there's a perfect way that we have to pray so that Jesus hears us. But Bartimaeus tells us, nope, any way we pray is good. So let's join in prayer right now. And I want us on the count of three to say, have mercy on us, Lord. Okay? And then I'll go into the prayer, okay? Ready? I want you to be loud. One, two, three. Have mercy on us, Lord. All right, let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for the beauty of this day, for the changing seasons, and for a special holiday where we get to have fun and wear green. And God, we give you thanks that you hear our prayers. You hear the prayers of our hearts. You hear the prayers of our mouths. You hear when we whisper or cry or laugh or even scream. God, we do pray that you have mercy on us, that you heal us, that you hear us, and that you make us whole. Thank you, God, for all who are gathered this morning and be with us in the remainder of our day. And thank you for the prayer that your son Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much. You can find your seats. Thanks.